guys, welcome back to Wine, Crime, and TV Time. I'm Kaylee.
And I'm Emily.
And today we are back with another TV Time episode.
The first episode of The Bachelor.
Yes.
And Kaylee's very excited about it, and I'm not.
I don't really know why, because The Bachelor is awesome.
Look, I'm excited for there not to be 20 girls.
I can understand that. Like, once it gets down to, like, maybe 12, it's just kind of like, okay, I know who the players are.
Yeah. Because I feel like I'm very overwhelmed. Like, this episode, I was just saying to Kaylee that this episode is the worst. I forgot how much I hated the first episode because it's just so much in 3 hours. And I'm like, I forgot how time-consuming being a Bachelor fan is.
It is. And I do agree about the three-hour thing. I think it's ridiculous that it's 3 hours, but I love the first episode because I love getting first impressions on people. And then I can, like, see who they are, you know? Mm-hmm. So I have my final four picked out.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
I do not.
I do.
I have two.
Mm-hmm. They're probably in my final four.
Do I have two? I thought I had three, actually. Okay, no, I have three. Yeah.
My fourth
I actually have four.
My fourth one is like a toss-up. Like, could totally be wrong, because when I first started watching, I actually had a top four, and the fourth girl got sent home, so.
Who was it?
Jenna.
Oh.
I felt like she wasn't getting much screen time. Her entrance was good. Mm-hmm. And she seemed like really sweet. So I was like, she's got to be in the final four. She's not getting much like attention, this and the other thing. That's usually how it goes.
I do think that Jenna's, I wrote down all their entrances just so I can like remember. I do think that hers was my favorite because hers was the cow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's I love how it said vegetarian. The emotional support cow. Yeah.
So 30 girls are introduced on the first episode of The Bachelor. And I think he eliminates, like, what, four the mm-hmm. first night?
Mm-hmm.
So the first girl that I have in alphabetical order is Alaya. Do mm-hmm. you remember her?
Yeah, that was the one where she had the letter from her grandma.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. She seemed sweet.
She didn't do anything for me.
No. She'll go home in the middle, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guess. I think that she just...
He liked the letter.
He did. He thought that it was, like, sentimental. But all these girls just seem so phony. And, like, they all have so many fillers and, like...
Yeah.
Lip injection.
I'm, like... I'm looking at it and I'm, like, I would never be on this show. Because no. I'm not a size zero. They also all don't have tattoos. They're all just very... I don't want to say basic bitches, but kind of.
I know, and I feel like they're all on there to, like, become social media influencers.
And also, do you realize, like, I realize that I'm getting old when all these girls are younger than me.
I know! I'm like, oh my god, they're literally, I think, all younger than me. I could be wrong.
I think there is one that's, like, 27 or 28, I'm not sure. But a lot of them are, like, 22, 23, and I'm like, oh my god. I also don't think that at 22 I'd be, like, you know, I'm really tired of dating. Like, I really just want to
yeah.
spend, like,
I know. What? I know. So then we have Alexa, who, she didn't really shine. Nothing really happened with her.
Mm-mm.
I didn't have an opinion on her because she's not going to last.
Mm-mm, I agree.
In my opinion.
I agree.
And then we have Avonlea or whatever. Avonlea. And her intro, wasn't it like, my name rhymes with heavenly?
Mm-hmm. She didn't do much for me.
No, I think she went home.
I also think she went home.
And she looked old to me, actually.
How? Let's see.
She was 27.
Okay.
But she looked older than that to me. Wait, her little bio, because this has, like, I'm going off of USA Today, and that's, like, where I found all the girls. And her bio highlight says, every time Avonlea milks one of her cows, she thanks it for its hard work.
She does look old.
She's another cowgirl.
She looks like, in one of the pictures, I don't know if it's the one that you see, she looks kind of like a Chrisley to me.
Oh, I could totally see that. So then we have the cosmetologist. There's always one in the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
Who has crazy eyes, if you ask me.
I was thinking that too, but I did like her intro. I did like the plane. I thought it was funny.
Wait, I don't remember her intro.
She had like the big plane toy. Or was it the plane toy? Or was it the flying one?
Oh, she rode in on it.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And he thought that she was landing a plane. Like, actually gonna land a plane there.
Right.
And I was like, I don't know where they're gonna, like, land.
But yeah, the second I saw her, I was like, oh my god, that girl has crazy eyes. And then, I don't know if you caught this, but later on in the episode when they're, like, sitting and having their one-on-one time, and he's like, you have amazing eyes. And I'm like, what? Do you not see that they're crazy?
That was his way of, like, saying you have crazy eyes.
She totally does, though. She's like...
Mm-hmm.
I did not trust her. How old is Peter?
That's a great question. I feel like he's closer to 30.
I do, too, but it could just be because I'm looking at him on TV. So he was born in 91.
Oh, okay.
He's a Leo. Aw. I actually really, really like Peter. I mean, I'm sure.
I also really like him.
I really like him. So then we have Deandra.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember anything about her.
Let's see what I have. She was the one that was like, I want part, or like the windmill round 5-1.
Yes, she came in with a windmill. Mm. I really feel like they overdid it with the planes and stuff this year.
I agree, but I mean, that was kind of to be expected in a way.
True.
True. You see her bio says, Deandra still cries when she gets her blood drawn. I'm like, same?
Me too. What's wrong with that?
Literally.
Deandra's also 23.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm old, I guess. I don't know.
Same. So then we have Eunice. Who, when she first came out, I was like, oh. And then she opened her mouth and I was like, oh, God.
Well, she's a flight attendant.
Mm-hmm. And thought she was being so unique.
Mm-hmm. And then there was like 45 other ones.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that Eunice went home on the first night.
I believe you are correct.
I feel like it's partially to do with her name.
Oh, 100%.
So then we have Hannah Ann.
Okay, she's one of my favorites.
She's definitely a, like, front runner.
Mm-hmm. Very I think she's pretty. So cute.
I do too, but I get so annoyed when they, like, interrupt things, and she literally interrupted twice. She
pissed me off with that first.
Yeah, same.
But I think she's super cute. And also the balls, because, like, she made out with him.
No, I know.
Like, full on.
And, yeah. She, on my first gut instinct, when they first showed her family and everything, I was like, oh, she's gonna win. That was my first gut instinct.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The thing that bothered me, like, the thing that, like, made me roll my eyes is when she stole him away for the 45th time, and she's like, you know, I just really want to end the night with a kiss.
And but Hannah Ann wants to end the night with a kiss.
Which... And she thought that she was saying gift.
Oh, that was so funny.
It was so cringe.
It was so cringy. She's like, no kiss. It's just She's like,
well, this is a good gift. Okay.
Yeah, but she's definitely in my top four for sure.
I will never name my kid Hannah Ann, though.
No. I honestly feel like that's probably her middle name, and...
She wants to be different.
Yes. And the fact that there was already a Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's only 23. She's also very young.
Little baby.
But she's in my final two, pretty much. Final three. Still up in the air. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know that I felt that she would. I don't know. I'm back and forth. I have one girl who I really, really like.
She's in my top four.
Yeah, she's in my top four. So then we have Jade. Mm-hmm. Who also went home.
Yeah.
What was her entrance?
Let's see. What was her entrance? She actually didn't really have one because she was another flight attendant.
Oh, yeah.
So
unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Hope she's doing good.
Whoops. Then we have Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Who, did she also go home?
I don't know if she went home, but she's not doing it for me.
No, I don't really remember anything about her.
Exactly. So she speaks a different language. That's all I have written.
Oh. What did she speak?
I don't know. I don't know. It says Jasmine's speaking different language. So I don't remember that, but that really goes to show how much of an impression she makes. So
then we have Jenna, mm-hmm. who I personally thought at first on my gut that she was going to be in my final four.
Okay.
But she got sent home.
Yes.
So she wasn't, but she was cute.
Loved her.
Yeah, I really liked her, but she's only 22.
She looks good. Like, she looks, like, older.
I know, she does look older than 22.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked. But yeah, so she went home, she was the girl with the cow. And yeah.
Yeah.
That's all there is to say about her.
Yeah.
So then we have another girl who I believe went home, Katrina.
She has a hairless pussy.
That was so weird.
Yeah.
I was so uncomfortable at that.
Also, do you see the bio? It says, last Halloween, Katrina dressed up her hairless cat, Jasmine. Dressed up as her hairless cat, Jasmine, and Jasmine dressed up as her. How do you dress your cat up as a human?
I would love to know. Maybe she bought her a wig.
Let me know.
Maybe I'll check Instagram.
True.
All right. So then we have Kelly.
And Kelly and P fucked.
Yeah, they already knew. They did?
I don't know. In my head, they fucked.
They already knew each other. They already met. I think that Kelly's going to be the villain this season.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. There's something about her that, I don't know, the second that they showed her, because she works in her family's, like, office or whatever, and the second that they showed her just the music they were playing, like, I just feel like she's going to be a troublemaker and stomp on. There's something about her I don't like, especially the fact that she is filled to the max, mm-hmm. and her lips are filled to the max. Mm-hmm. But she is in my final four.
She is also in mine. And he was like, he was just way, I feel like, I see her not as crazy as Corinne.
No.
But in that sense.
That's what I mean. That's why I say I think she's going to be the villain.
For sure. Because he is already super into her, and the girls are going to have a problem with that.
Yep. And he's not going to see.
Have a problem with that.
Yep. And he's not going to see who she really is for a while.
Yep. Although I do love Corinne.
So, and her bio says, nothing makes Kelly angrier than when people don't listen to her.
That's me.
And that's another reason that I believe that she's going to be the villain, because the way that her bio is, too. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Like, that's something that, like, a nasty girl would have, or, like, a funny nasty girl, if you will. I don't know. I just, there was something about her that rubbed me the wrong way. And I just know that she's not going to be like. So, yeah. So, Kelly, definitely in the final four. She's going to go far. For me, anyway. So, I also forgot to mention, well, we both forgot to mention that Hannah Ann got the first impression rose.
Mm-hmm.
Which one is it that the first impression rose is, like, always the winner in the end? The Bachelor or the Bachelorette?
I thought it was the Bachelorette, but I'm going to have to fact check that.
Yeah, I feel like it would be the Bachelorette because girls have better gut instincts than guys. Guys can kind of, like, see past things.
Unless you're Hannah Brown.
True. Who got the first impression rose? Luke.
I feel like it was Luke.
And it was Luke.
He was such a serial killer.
And he was another one. He went to the final four.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Hannah Ann got the first impression rose. There was a group date with a bunch of the girls, and Kelly wound up winning the whatever it was.
The rose.
Yeah. She, like, was, like, riding on a bicycle, and she won. So she got a bit of one-on-one time with Pete in an airplane.
That would have been so cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And we have to talk about that more when we get to the next girl, but, well, not the next girl, but somebody else. So I just wanted to say that real quick. And she got the group date rose.
Yep. Right? Yep. Yeah.
So then we have Kelsey, who, can you see her nose?
Yeah.
You can? Because I can't really see it because of how small it is.
So, if I wrote this correctly, her job was a professional clother. And I'm second guess. I watched this, this came out Monday. So, I watched it Tuesday. So, like, maybe I forget if that was correct, but I think that's right.
I mean, I don't think that you would just pull that out of your ass.
I'm also wondering what that is.
Right, like, there's such thing as a professional shopper.
Right, and, like, a stylist.
Yeah, a professional clother.
But, yeah, professional clother. All right.
Interesting. She probably, like, works at a clothing store.
Right. She's like, I work at PacSun. Yeah. Professional clother.
Did you have any opinions on her?
No.
What was her entrance?
She was just saying that Hannah messed up. There wasn't anything special.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ugh. Now we have Kiara, who I hate her hair.
I also hate her hair. Kiara says she will pick napping over almost any other activity.
Same. I feel like she's not going to go far. I just don't see any substance really there, to be honest.
Her entrance was cool.
What was her entrance?
The luggage one.
Oh, yeah. She came out of the luggage.
Yeah, I don't know how she fit in there, really. And, like, came out looking, like, not disheveled, but she did a great job.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't get the wow factor. I wrote meh.
Yeah, like, I just didn't get anything from her.
Yeah.
Nothing against her. She was boring to me.
Yeah, she was.
So then we have Kylie.
Should I have no notes on her? I must have, like, either missed her entrance or she, yeah, it's whatever.
I don't know. She may have even gone home. I don't recall.
Yeah.
I feel like she's still there, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there was, like, nothing really interesting about her.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Lauren. Do you know who this is?
Yeah, I remember that there was a very awkward hug. She was, like, in the first couple people to be introduced, and there was nothing of substance.
It was just, like, blank.
Yeah.
Did she go home? So, yeah, Lauren's still there. There was nothing there.
Mm-mm.
So then we have Lexi, who I think is going to be so weird. I don't know if you just caught her body language and things, but she's just, like, very awkward. With
the Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to go fast.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you'll have to catch me inside.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like with these girls, you either get something from them or don't.
Yeah, I got nothing from them. From this one.
From this one, yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, nothing happened with her. It was interesting because I feel like there were just a few girls who, like, stole the whole episode.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really stood out. So, mm-hmm. Which, speaking of, we're moving on to Madison.
And she's the one that had the paper airplanes.
Oh, yeah. She had the paper airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Which was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But she's only 23.
She would also rather rock a cool pair of Jordans than any heel. I mean, like, I wouldn't pick Jordans, but... Right.
So, Madison's in my top four.
Really?
Oh, you did not get that?
No.
Interesting. Oh, for sure. First of all, what I found so weird was she got the first one-on-one, and he brings her to his parents' wedding renewal.
Wait. I think that my other person in the top four that's different than yours is just, like, a personal preference. for me.
We'll so see. Okay. I still have one more.
Okay.
But there, I will say, I think she's going to be in the top four, but there's something about her that doesn't rub me right.
Okay.
I think she's a little over the top.
Okay.
And trying to play the, like, hometown, good girl. Mm. That's the vibe that I get. Mm-hmm. But I could be wrong. There is something there that I see that they have, and I feel like she will be in the final four.
Okay.
I think she's very pretty.
I also think she's pretty.
But I found it so bizarre that you met this girl, and a day later you're bringing her to your parents' wedding vows, and she's, like, sitting front row, like...
Uh-huh.
It was just weird.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, isn't that the whole point of hometowns?
It for sure is.
So, and I personally think, I don't know if everybody saw the, on this season of The Bachelor. I personally think that his mom is going to be talking about her when she says, please, you know, when she's like, please she's bring crying. Her home to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's who I think it's going to be about, because she'll already have that first connection and then she'll get a second connection with her.
Okay.
That's my opinion. But there's something about her I don't trust.
Okay. Well, I guess we shall see.
We shall. So then we have Marissa, who... A, hate her spelling.
Mm-hmm.
B, thought she was so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But she went home, and I was kind of shocked at that.
Her, I kind of thought that her intro was a little strange. Her pinky promising and then dancing like no one's watching.
Yeah. Like,
okay, but it was a little weird.
Yeah, but they, like... I don't know, when they showed her at home and, like, with her mom and stuff.
Yeah.
I just didn't think she would go home on the first night, I guess. But they filmed those with everybody, so they have to put a mix. So I get it.
Yeah. I did like her whole spiel on the Miss Montana, and that's why she has her job, because she wants to, you know, make other girls feel good about themselves, whatever.
And I feel like that's probably why they showed her portion, even though... Well, no, because, like, she's trying to make a positive, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Influence on the world, if you will.
Yeah. And I just want to say that I am Miss Montana, so...
Shoot.
Yeah. This is really uncomfortable.
So, she was ill-informed.
Yeah, this is, like, really uncomfortable.
Also, her bio highlight says... All of her best friends are at least 10 years older than her. I feel like that's kind of weird.
So you're hanging out with 30 plus...
33-year-olds.
Okay, girl.
Like at 23, I don't know. But to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
So then we have Megan, which, do you know what her job was? Because I remember her, but I don't remember what she did or anything.
Flight attendant.
Of course. He was like, okay, the flight attendant's gotta go.
Yeah, no intro, really, just she's another flight attendant.
Yeah. So, yeah, Megan, I don't really remember much on, and she went home, so that's that. That's that on Megan.
Megan.
So then we have what I like to call my Kenna, but McKenna. And I don't remember her intro.
She was checking him out.
Oh, right.
Okay. I like her.
I like her. She's going to be one that floats. Okay. She'll float her way through. This is just what I think. This is just my thoughts, personally. So don't attack me when I'm wrong.
See, she is in my top four.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see. I could put her at five.
Thank you.
Because I just think that she's just, like, gonna carry herself just far enough, but I don't think that they're ever gonna get a deep connection. That's okay. My opinion.
Okay.
Interesting that she's in your top four.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have picked that. Mm-hmm. I wonder if we have the last same top four.
I wonder, because I thought that the last one you would not have in your top four. So, we'll see.
We shall see. Mm-hmm. Natasha, she is in my top four. No, I'm just kidding.
I was like, oh! Okay.
She's crazy. this girl is crazy. And I feel like she came on the show to be the villain, but like he's not gonna like her enough to get that far. Did you get the same vibe?
I did get the same vibe. She is definitely crazy, but you know, that's okay.
She was so weird. She was like staring at him creepily. Oh my god, yeah, she was weird. Not a fan of Natasha. What was her intro?
I didn't write anything.
I just remember her staring at him.
It was towards the end. So, and I was kind of getting, like, overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So the last two, I don't have anything. And I also missed one, and the one that I missed is next.
So Peyton.
I missed her intro somehow.
Well, I don't remember her intro either. Maybe she was a flight attendant?
Probably.
I don't remember her at all.
Yeah.
Did she go home? No.
No, but I don't remember her.
So she must have been on a group date and just didn't get any camera time.
Yeah.
So yeah, Peyton. She's pretty.
Yeah.
So then we have Sarah, who I like.
She was the fourth person to have to be introduced. And she was also very boring. She's like, I have butterflies. Hubba hubba.
Right, which is exactly what, what season was it? Oh, that was Cassie on Colton's season. Okay. She talked about having butterflies and gave him a butterfly.
Okay, cool.
Which, that's what they reminded me of. I was like, she's doing basically the same, not the same thing, but. I thought she was pretty. I think that she could be another one that goes to, like, top 10.
Okay.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she went further, but I can totally see, like, boring to you.
Yeah, I was like,
because nothing really happened with her.
Yeah, exactly. So.
So, then we have Savannah.
And she kissed him first.
She did.
Yes.
Which, I just feel like, I don't see it going anywhere.
No.
For a minute, I was like, oh, I kind of like her. I could see her going far. But I think she'll be one of those ones that will last maybe a couple weeks and then go home.
Yeah, I could also see that.
That's my impression.
Yeah.
So then we have Cheyenne? They said it, I thought it was Cheyenne, and then they said it different. She seems like a mean girl to me.
She seems like a weirdo, the whole barf bag thing.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah, no.
Also, her highlight is the best part of her body is her lower back, so I'm gonna do a hard pass on you.
Yeah, that's a really unfortunate best part of your body.
Yeah.
Does she mean her butt?
I think she would have said that then.
Right? Because, I mean, who sees somebody's lower back all the time?
They're like, damn!
Let me see that lower back!
So strange.
Oh my gosh. So then we have Sydney, who's pretty but looks like a beauty queen.
And she throws a lot of shade at Alabama girls, a.k.a. Hannah.
Because she's from the same
area. Yeah, so she's from Birmingham, and what, Hannah's from Tuscaloosa.
Really? I thought Hannah was also from Birmingham.
I don't know. I just remember that Hannah went to University of Alabama.
Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, Sydney. Did anything happen with her?
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
Yeah, I don't recall anything with her, so. Let's see you, Sydney. And now we're getting to who I hate the most. Tammy.
Do you really?
I hate her.
And she's my other.
What? I hated her. She was literally crying because Kelly cheated, but no one else said Kelly cheated, so.
I just feel like she's gonna get far.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. I just have a feeling. You know how you have feelings about people?
Interesting. I can't believe she's in your final four. Yeah. I'm, like, literally shocked.
We'll see.
What, like, made you say that? You just felt it?
Yeah, I don't know. I felt it, for sure. And same with my Kenna.
Interesting.
I just had a little inkling.
But... So half of our final four is similar and half is not.
Yeah, and, yeah.
So did you like her from, like, the second you saw her?
I liked her from her, like... intro like her hometown one.
Yeah,
I liked that. Didn't like her like intro when she met Pete.
Yeah,
then yeah,
interesting. She just really annoyed me with the whole Kelly situation, and she's like, I really needed this time with him.
I don't blame anyone for being upset about the whole Kelly thing though. Because...
Oh, no, not that. The fucking... When they were riding the bikes, it was the two of them.
Oh.
Like, Kelly just took the easiest path, and she, like, went around the cones. And I just feel like if Kelly cheated, then she would have been disqualified, and other people would have been bitching about it.
Right.
That's what annoyed me. No, I totally understand people being, like, upset that Kelly knew him.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we shall see.
That part.
I don't know. So then we have Victoria F.
Mm-hmm.
Who is another one who's going to go far, but is going to be annoying the whole time. So I don't know if you remember her, but she was crying the whole time, like the whole episode.
Oh, yes.
I was like, wow, that's literally me if I were on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I could see that.
She literally cried the whole time.
So she was the one with that stupid-ass joke. I have a dry sense of humor.
Yes.
Try about me.
And she, like, tried to explain it to him then, and then it was just awkward. And so she's like, she pulls him aside, and she's like, I'm kind of embarrassed about my intro, like, blah, 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 blah. He's like, no, you were, like, totally fine, whatever. And he's like, wait, what was your intro again?
And then she's like...
And then she walked away crying. She's like, I just like him so much. And, like, I just feel so stupid. She was very bizarre, but she was crying. Yeah. Also, I find it funny because you were saying how you, like, hate how on the first episode you're like, I hate how they're all, like, saying they're in love with him within 5 seconds, which I totally agree. But Hannah Sluss, or whatever her name is, mm-hmm. Hannah Ann,
mm-hmm.
She literally walked in the house and was like,
I'm in love! Yeah. But I took that as, like, a joke.
A joke.
More so than, like... You know, I really, like, see myself with him. Like, I see a future with him. Like, she was like, haha, I'm in love. Like, I can look at a guy that's very good looking and be like, wow, I'm in love with you.
So, moving on to the last gal, who is the final four of my top four.
Okay.
Victoria P.
Okay.
Loved her from her hometown immediately. Thought she was super sweet. Her mom's the addict.
Got it. Yep, she's a nurse.
She was, like, raising her sister.
Yeah, I like that.
But,
I'm gonna say the one thing I did not like.
I know.
Okay, the dramatics.
It was so funny.
The music when they're flashing back to a scene of teacups.
Well, they were doing that to make fun of her.
I know, but it was, like...
It was so funny. Funny.
And then she gets, like, Pete brings her the water, and she's like, that was, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me, or something like that. I was like...
I literally was like, because I was talking to Steven and Stevie while I was watching, because I couldn't talk to you, and I was, like, saying how I'd be pissed if I were puking, and some guy that I just met came to the bathroom, and I'm all pukey.
Yeah.
But no, I know. I that was totally dramatic, but I don't know. There's something about her. What?
She seems very genuine.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really, really like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I could definitely see her being in the top 4. I just don't want to say 4 because I picked my 4. But yeah.
Interesting. I could honestly see her like winning, which I also want to talk about briefly, because so I made it a point this year that I'm not going to look at any Bachelor spoilers.
Well, they're saying that they're going to like be very like tight on the spoilers and not try and get anything leaked.
Well, Peter said that his season will not be spoiled because it's not possible to be spoiled. And that to me says he picks nobody. And I was actually talking to one of the girls at work about this, and she was saying how she thinks that he's going to say nobody compares to Hannah and blah, 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 blah.
There was something I did see on Twitter, and, like, someone posted, like, the top five. I think they posted, like, their top five, and then it said winner Hannah Brown.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe he does pick nobody, but I don't know. I could see any of the girls I said winning, honestly. But mostly Victoria. That's the one who actually really stuck out to me.
Speaking of Hannah, I really liked how she came back and gave him his wings back. I thought.
Oh, that part I liked.
Yeah.
But not the other part.
Right. Right.
Okay, good. I was like,
We didn't touch
on. I thought that was, like, cute that she did that. But again, I'm like, why are you doing that? You're not relevant. Mm-hmm. Why are you going to come here and give and make it look like you're coming on the show and you're giving him back his wings? Let him get over you and move on. Mm-hmm. It actually really pissed me off that she came back at all, because I felt like that took away from his experience.
I think that we all know that it wasn't her choice. It was definitely producers.
I guess, but did you see how she was crying, like, when she pulled him aside? And yeah. Was, like, very defensive and, like, ugh.
I think that she really thinks she fucked up, and she did.
But he was literally her third choice, and she's still defensive about it. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, you didn't reach out to me. Well, why would he ever reach out to her? What?
The windmill 4 times.
I know. She totally fucked up. But she would have picked Tyler over Pete any day.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he owes her anything, and I think that she came across as a little brat, honestly. That actually really bothered me, and I actually liked her on her season.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I definitely, like, went back and forth a lot. I didn't like the constant whining and crying over, like, nothing. But it was.
I hated her on Colton's season. She grew on me.
I didn't watch that, but I just thought that, like, there was a lot of dramatics with her that I didn't like.
Yeah. Yeah, it pissed me off. And then she's, like, saying how, you know, they were at after the final rose or whatever, and she had a segment with Tyler and a segment with Peter. And she basically asks Tyler out on a date and says nothing, like, of that sorts to Peter. So I feel like she had her opportunity, and she's just trying to be relevant, and maybe producers are meddling, but, like, whatever, let it go.
Yeah.
But whatever. That just pissed me off. So who's your number one?
I don't have a number one yet. I haven't gotten, like, that. I don't want to say far. I haven't, like, I feel like I just need to get to know them better, because, like, we're all friends.
Sure.
And so, yeah.
I feel like I can usually guess it right on the first episode almost every time.
Mm-hmm.
And this one I'm actually struggling a little bit. So they did a better job this year with.
Did you pick Vanessa for next season?
What?
Did you, like, pick Vanessa for next season?
I picked Vanessa, I picked Cassie, I picked Jed, and then after I picked Jed, that was the first time I ever read spoilers. I read the spoilers and it said it was Tyler. Because remember the spoilers were fucked up or whatever? Mm-hmm. It said it was Tyler, and I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm wrong. And then as the show kept going on, I was like, oh, thank God it's Tyler, because I hate Jed now. Uh-huh. And then it did wind up being Jed. So I'm usually pretty good, but Vanessa I picked the first night. And Cassie.
Okay.
I didn't watch Rachel's season.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. I watched, like, the first episode, and then I was like,
yeah, I, like, watched it here and there. and that was it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Usually I can pick. And my, like, for some reason, I don't know. I'm so stuck between, Victoria, Hannah, and Madison. Those are the three. I'm not really on Kelly. She's on my top four, but I'm not thinking she'll win.
Yeah. Wasn't there one, was it Nick season? I don't know. Wasn't there one that they already knew each other before also? Wasn't
mm-hmm. Nick season? It was Colton.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Colton. It was, they had met at, like, Tanner and Jade's wedding or something.
Oh, right. Yep.
It was, like, the maid of honor.
And they kept talking about it.
And she went home pretty early.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really have anything else. I kind of thought the date was stupid.
All the dates were stupid.
Yeah.
Because there were two group dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the first group date?
That was the one with, when they did the puking thing.
Oh, yeah. No, I thought it was the second one.
Mm-mm. That was the first one. And then the second one was when Hannah showed up.
No, I guess that's right, because they called... Okay, I'm just thinking of when they called all the girls' names for the group date.
Also, I don't remember, since I didn't watch religiously the last couple times, I didn't remember, like, the first rose ceremony being, like, in the morning.
Yeah, so I actually remember reading about this maybe last season or two seasons ago. They literally film all night long.
But I don't remember it being in the morning. Like, I kind of had a feeling that they film all night long, but I didn't think that it was, like...
No, it is.
Still daylight.
It literally is, like, from what I understand, it's, like, 7 o'clock to, like, 8 or 9 in the morning. That's how long it goes. Yeah. Because every person has to get introduced. That's why they're so drunk.
True. True. When they were calling him, like, a hot biscuit or something like that. I was like, oh, this is going down. It's going down fast.
Hopefully next week is, like, more interesting.
Yeah, because this one was really boring. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yeah, it's just, like, learning who all the people are and, you know, for reference.
I'm definitely excited to get more into this.
I know. I'm happy that you're back on the Bachelor train.
So do you want to touch on Vanderpump?
Yes. We forgot to talk about that in the beginning, I guess, huh?
Yeah. That's okay.
So,
I guess I just want to know your thoughts on, like, Dana.
Which one's that?
The new girl? Blonde.
The blonde. The one who, Peter says he slept with.
And she's like,
made out with. And she's like, no, we didn't.
And I
think she's a liar.
I think she's a liar. Yeah, I don't know. Sheena's still as crazy as ever. And I love that the one guy was like, she's not a good kisser. That was hilarious.
So on Vanderpump, they introduced, like, a bunch of new characters this season. And the guy that Emily's talking about, Brett, was, I don't know if anybody is a YouTube fan, but there's a girl named Carly Bible who, that was her boyfriend. She's actually from New Jersey. And
this is what you're telling me about.
Hmm?
I remember you telling me about this a few months ago.
Yeah, and I saw that he was going to be on it. I was like, what the hell? Because he also did YouTube videos, and, like, the two were, like, vegan and super healthy and this and the other thing. And then, like, all of a sudden they broke up and he moved to LA. Like, it was so...
Now he's on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I almost wonder if, like, they broke up because he got that job and it, like, bothered her. I don't know, and she never wanted to leave her family. I truly don't know, but I'm sure it'll come out, like, why they broke up, to be honest, now that he's on the show.
Yeah.
But I thought it was so weird that he was, like, a YouTuber and now is, like, on Vanderpump. Like, he just went and applied in this restaurant. Like, obviously that's not how it happens, but just saying.
Yeah.
So it seems like he may be a little fame hungry.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And he was talking about how, like, Sheena's a bad kisser.
I don't doubt that, though.
I know. She's crazy.
I never liked her. But, no. Like, I just... She's so entertaining to watch.
I know. I used to, like, kind of root for her when her and Katie were friends for some reason. Like, I always, like, she seemed more normal then. And then I don't know what happened to her. It's like she got divorced and went, like, real crazy. Like, she always pissed me off because she was
always whining.
It's all happening. Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know. But it means enough to get a huge tattoo on your arm.
Right. So. Also, I'm just so over Kristen. Like,
yeah, she needs to go. I love Lala.
Same. Lala's my favorite.
I don't know if Lala's my favorite or Stassi's my favorite.
Well, but I love that. Yeah, Stassi is too.
But, like, the way...
I love them in different ways.
The way Lala, like, confronted, what's-his-face, Carter, and she was like, what's going on? I was like, yes!
Yeah, like, also, Lala gives no fucks. That's what I
no
like
about her.
And I no wish fucks. I was like that.
And I love how she's always like, well, you know, I don't contribute the same amount, but, like, I give good head, so, like... Or no, she says blowies. So...
I do love Lala. But, yeah, I think Stassi may be my favorite. She's like an OG.
Mm-hmm. And she's like definitely like mentally ill the way I feel like I am sometimes.
Who, Stassi?
Yep.
Yeah, but she's come so far.
Mm-hmm. She's not such a bitch anymore. I love that.
Yeah, I feel like Bo is really good for her. I love him.
Bo's great. He's so cute too.
I know. He's so nice. Mm-hmm. I love Bo. Love Stassi. I know you hate Katie, but I love Katie. Hate Kristen.
I hope that Katie gets better on this season, because last season I was, like, ready to kill her. Don't really like Ariana.
No, she annoys me.
Did I tell you how my friend started watching Vanderpump Rules, and she, like, binged it, like, last year, and she was, like, tweeting it. She's one of those people that like to, like, not live tweet, but she'll, like, tweet about the shows, and she watches Big Brother and, like, tweets about Big Brother.
Oh, I used to love Big Brother.
I know. The only time I ever watched it was with you. But, so, she was talking about how much she tweeted about how much she loved Ariana and, like, tagged her in it. And I, like, when you hit reply, it replies to all. And I was like, just wait, like, you're not gonna like her.
I remember
Ariana tweeted back at me, and it was like, you know I'm tagged in this, right? I'm like, well, first of all, I didn't.
Sorry you have so much time to look at
all. Right. Second of all, not everyone's gonna like you. I wasn't like, fuck her. I was just like, just wait. Because, like, I don't like the fact that she just, like, kind of, like, not belittles, but, like...
She's condescending.
Yeah, like, she just, like, the way Tom is like, well, I want to get married. I want to have kids. Like, what can we do to compromise on this? And she's like, nothing. And it's just like...
That's gonna be a fight forever.
You're in a long-term... He even mentioned it in this one about the house. Yep. He's like, well, you know, I don't get the kids, I don't get the marriage, but at least I get the house.
And he also brought up, because I think that he's salty about the fact that he talked about how Jax, like, when Jax came to look at the house, he was like, oh, this is nice, but XYZ, or, like, we need to be in a better school district because we're going to have kids, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you're mentioning that because you're salty about the fact that she doesn't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel bad for him for that, but, like, he's lying to himself.
I feel like the reason why the whole, like, Jax and Sandoval thing happened is because that Sandoval's a little jealous.
Yeah. And he's, like, very jealous. Both of his closest friends are now married and trying to have kids.
Well, the other Tom apparently was not married. Just had a ceremony.
Wait, what?
Did you read about that? So when Tom and Katie got married, apparently they didn't legally get married. They only legally got married a few months ago in Vegas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently. That's what I read, like, over the summer.
How weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why pay all that money just to be like, we're fake married?
That's so weird, though.
Remember how, like, he was, like, stressing about all the money?
Yeah. I feel like that doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I must investigate.
But I was laughing about how, like, the three of their houses all look very, like...
The same. I know, I was like, wait, which house, whose house is that? Which one's that?
I think I like Jax's house, Jax and Brittany's house, better right now.
I truthfully cannot remember the difference between
only anything. Because I remember their backyard.
Oh. It also, like, not that it annoys me, but I'm like, I can't help but roll my eyes a little bit at the fact that, like, these people were, like, servers a minute ago and, like, were living in these, like, crummy apartments. And now here they are buying these big fucking nice houses, which are, like, $2 million houses in California.
I also want to know what Kristen is doing, like, besides her, like, James May or whatever it is.
Well, they make obviously very good money from the show.
Right. But, like, and also, you know, that's why I also commend Stassi, because she's been in her apartment for a couple seasons. And
she has.
Her apartment's really cute.
It's so, I actually really like her apartment.
I think I would live there.
I'm sure after she gets married, they'll, like, move or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited to see Jax and Brittany's wedding.
Me too.
I'm excited to see Stassi and Bo's engagement.
From what I understand, at Jax and Brittany's wedding, that's when, like, Katie, Stassi, and Kristen, like, really get into it.
I can see that.
Kristen is just, like, she gets so drunk all the time and is irrational.
She's just like that.
She pissed me off. I know you didn't see till the end of this episode, but, like, you're gonna be so annoyed with her. Did you see that with Lala and her?
I stopped watching after Lala had, like, confronted Carter.
Oh, well, then just you wait. Because Kristen's like, who does Lala think that she is? I would never do that to Randall. I would never. And then she, like, kind of confronts Lala. And Lala's like, dude, I'm just trying to be a good friend and you're lying to yourself. And she's like, what? Like, she's just
a stupid face.
Ugh, I hate her face. She reminds me of, like, a hot dog for some reason. Like, if you drew a face with a chin on a hot dog, it would be Kristen.
I love that.
Ugh, she just is so irritating. I feel like Brittany didn't do much this episode, right?
Didn't, and I love her. But I was a little bit upset to not really see her.
Yeah, but I feel like the episode was, like, really focused on, like, Katie and Tom's, like, housewarming.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't really anything going on with Brittany or Jax or anything.
Mm-hmm. Jax hasn't cheated in a while, I guess, so we're good.
I'm excited to see their wedding. I'm excited to see Stassi's engagement.
Yeah.
I feel like we're not going to ever see Lala and Randall's wedding, though.
I wonder when it even is.
April.
Oh.
I don't think they film in April, first of all. And second of all, I feel like they would be against it.
Well, maybe, because I know that... Wasn't he on last season? Was he last season? Or what?
Yeah.
Oh.
Briefly.
Yeah.
But I could see...
He'll probably be in this season because he's in Jax and Brittany's wedding.
He is in this season. They, like, showed him in the, like, this season on Vanderpump Rules.
Mm-hmm.
But... I don't know. I could just see them not wanting that.
Yeah. I wonder how 50 Cent feels about that.
I know. And I don't think they film in April. I think they start in, like, the summer.
But maybe they'll do a special.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed. Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else that happened. Don't really care for the new people. But obviously, it's the first episode.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you thought about Dana. That's all.
Oh, she annoyed me. Why? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I also was very annoyed by her, and that's why I was asking. So
I, like, felt bad for Peter.
I know, that's so awkward. And I love Peter. And what'd she call him? Oh, I would remember if I made out with a pirate.
Also, don't like Max.
Don't like the... I love how Sheena's like, I bought him an Apple Watch and he couldn't even text me from his Apple Watch.
Like, why are you buying people these things, Sheena?
Yeah.
She's such a dumbass.
She really is.
How does she not watch this show and cringe at herself?
I wonder what Shay's up to.
Hopefully living a sober life.
I really hope so.
Same. But yeah, I'm kind of, like, I wouldn't be mad at all, which it's not going to happen, especially now that Katie, Stassi, and Kristen aren't talking, but I just want Kristen off the show.
Well, Katie and Stassi are still talking, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they're just not talking to Kristen.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, Katie and Stassi are fine, but I just want Kristen off the show. But it'll never happen because she causes so much drama that it's, like, good for them.
Because it's like, because Lisa doesn't even like her.
Mm-mm.
So, but it's like, how, I don't blame Katie and Stassi for not talking to her, because how much more shit can you put up with? Like, it's been seasons for us, and, like, that's only a few months out of the year. They put up with her all year, I guess.
So. For years and years and years, and, like, that was their whole thing from what I understand, because I, like, had read something about it, about mm-hmm. how, like, Stassi said, like, you know, I would love to be able to, like, fix our relationship, but, like, it's just not in the cards right now, and blah, 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 blah. And Kristen, of course, was like, they hate me, blah, 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 blah. Like, she's just so immature about it. And from what I understand, the whole reasoning was because, like, of Kristen and her, like, lying and the whole thing with Carter and saying how, you know, he's staying with her, but she wants him, she's kicked him out, and then he says something else. And, like, all she does is, like, lie to them. And, like, who wants a friend like that?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So, I don't know. I guess we will see. But I think that's all that really happened on Vanderpump.
It is. And The Bachelor.
And The Bachelor. So next week should be really interesting because we'll actually have some substance of The Bachelor. They also skipped the, like, actual rose ceremony, which I hate when they do this to be continued crap. It's so annoying.
Yeah. Just show me already.
Yes. So next week, we should have some more interesting tidbits from The Bachelor, but we just kind of wanted to introduce all of the people to you guys and briefly discuss Vanderpump. It was kind of a boring season premiere of Vanderpump, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't bad. It just didn't knock my socks off.
It wasn't, like, Teen Mom boring.
No. That's rough. Which, yeah. We have to discuss, I guess, in a couple of weeks. So we will talk to you guys on Monday with a new true crime episode. And then again on Friday with another Bachelor recap and
a little bit of Vanderpump.
So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.